What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Stay down there in Natchez, Louisiana, man. Rick Cabrera doing his big things in his office. I see him in the background doing duty big. Rick, what's up, bro? Well, I'm happy for you, my guy. I'm happy for you, man.
What's going on, man? How you doing, man? Thanks for having me.
Hey, man, I'm doing great, brother. Doing great, man. Enjoying this summer. Vacation starts tomorrow for me, man. Hitting the islands up, man. So I'm living big, brother.
That's beautiful, man. We only got one of these lives, man, so enjoy it, right?
No doubt, man. No doubt, man. Let me ask you, bro. I mean, you had a great year last year, Tallahassee, man, coaching your tail off, man. And now, what about the opportunity in Northwestern State, man, stood out to you, man, to want to come here, man, and help these guys, man, build something down there, man?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, the relationship I had with our AD, Kevin Boston, it goes back about 10 years. And he sold, you know, he sold the opportunity. Now, you know, a lot of people have asked me, like, what was it that made me want to go out here? I said, look, you know, I was a junior college head coach, and, you know, not many people are going to turn down a Division I head coaching job to stay at junior college.
No doubt.
You know, Kevin sold the world to me, you know, and he told me what, you know, what a great spot this was. And you know, also what Corey did, you know, Corey did a phenomenal job. You know, so I knew this job was going to be a good one, and it was a great opportunity that I couldn't turn down.
It's funny how that you're in his spot and he's off the feet when he was off the feet. It's funny how the world works, man.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yes, indeed. Man, Rick, let's just, man, I know coach has been in your blood, man, for a long time, man. So at what point in your career, man, you just in your life, you said, man, I want to become a coach. Eventually become a head coach. At what point did you say this is what my life's going to be about, man, going forward?
No, that's a great question, man. I tell you what, when I graduated from grad school, I had played 2 years professionally in the Dominican Republic. And at that time, I had an opportunity to go to continue to play in Germany. But I had a daughter at a young age. And I didn't want to go over in another country for 9 months and not see my child. So, you know, I told myself, if I'm not playing, I'm going to be coaching basketball. I want to get into this to impact some young men's lives, just like I have my life impacted through basketball. And that's what I did. So in 2001 is when I made that decision to really, you know, lock in, you know, and focus on coaching. And I always told myself, I just want to be a Division I head coach. I never really had a dream job, a dream school. It was just the opportunity because I tell everybody, I said, there's only 363 of these jobs. And, you know, I'm one of those 363, so I'm not picky. So I was grateful that someone believed in me to give me this opportunity.
No doubt, man. I feel like that's what's, and you see it in how you coach, man, and how your hard work, man, stops you've made, because you was a grinder, man. Some guys just want to get blessed into it. You had to work your way up the ladder to get here. So I know for you it feels more sweeter because you know you had to really put in the hard yards, you know, move your family around, go here and there to get here to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, like my last three jobs, I was there for 2 years. And that wasn't the goal to be, you know, but my family sacrificed a lot of things. And moving every 2 years is not something that I envisioned or wanted to do, but it was opportunities that I felt that were better for my career. So, you know, it's all about timing, a little luck you throw in there, a lot of prayer and patience. And then, you know, all the pieces kind of connected and it worked out.
We're talking about how important it is to have a supportive wife in your corners. I know for me with the radio, I travel like kind of like how you all travel. And then having somebody in your corner really has your back, man, makes it easy when you're out here making these decisions, doing your passions. But how important your wife is to you, man, being there for you, brother.
Man, great question, man. I I'll say this, man. If you don't have a supportive wife, you will not survive in this business. Or if you do survive, you'll just be a bachelor. My wife has been the backbone of our family. I told her, I said, she's never allowed to leave me. I'm never allowed to leave her. She keeps the kids on point. She keeps me on point. She's not a wife that always agrees with me on you know, on topics that I bring home about work. She kind of balances me out. She's just so sharp, man. And, you know, I'm not saying that just to, you know, well, you got to talk good about your wife. No, she's really that person. You know, so she keeps me, you know, grounded and level headed. And one thing I respect her the most is that when I'm wrong, she lets me know I'm wrong. And I got to, and you know, it allows me to, you know, kind of regroup and get it right. So, you know, she's my backbone. So, you know, like you have to have a good, you know, supportive wife. She stopped her career. You know, she was an athletic trainer when I met her. And, you know, but I told her on our first date, I said, look, I said, this is the profession I want to choose. So it's not too late to leave, you know, because we just kind of knew each other. She said, I'm going to go along for the ride. So ever since then, that was 17 years ago. We haven't had any issues.
No doubt, man. That's what I'm talking about right there, my brother. And you know what, Rick? Tell the people out here about the type of young man you want in your program, man, because I feel like hearing about the pulse of your program will help a young man decide to come there. Because I told this to Big, at least. Guys who came join it, schools coming on my show. My show gets guys to listen. So that, yeah, I know that coach. I'm going to play for him. So talk to us about the kind of young man you want to have on in your program, man, to build this thing out the right way.
Most importantly, I mean, and I don't want to sound cliche-ish in you know, what I'm about to say, but we want high character, tough, and talented young men. You know, we do know that every kid that we may recruit may not have the cleanest slate on certain things, but if they can represent our university and be coachable and be tough and be a good teammate, then we won't have any problems. A lot of young men just choose to make the easy things hard. But as a coach, I want to be able to help these young men when they're, you know, 26, 27 years old, if they're still playing or if they're not playing anymore, you know, just so they say, you know what, that, you know, Coach Cabrera helped transform me into certain things that I wasn't as a, you know, a young teenager or a young man. You know, so we're always going to bring in high character in the recruiting process. Now, you know, like the vetting process has to be a lot different than what it used to be because of transfer portal and, you know, we have a whole new team. So, you know, like we have to find the right group of guys that like being around other people that are good teammates, that when adversity hits, it doesn't last too long. They figure it out within 1 minute, 2 minutes. And so far, I think we have that. We haven't really faced too much adversity yet, but I think we have that right now.
Hey, Rick, you know, this time of year, man, we're working out with your team. I know for me personally, when I was in Atlanta, I wasn't good as I was in Nashville, Tennessee State with my guys. I feel like that we hold me accountable, I can hold them accountable, we do our gas together, do our weight work together, get in the gym and work out, because I feel like we had that player-led team, you don't have to coach energy and effort. When guys we look like we do the eyeball and not getting any work in, they'll make you get some work. I feel like this time it makes guys become better, get them connected the right way. And when things happen, come November, December, January, February, and March, they can get through it because of the time they put in this time of year when that stuff happens.
Right. And there's two words that we use in our program every day, just in conversing with our players, is be an everyday dude. Just be an everyday dude, man. Even days when it's a little rough, you know, come into the weight room, come in onto the court, and be an everyday guy. If you really say you love this game, I don't want to coach anybody that dates this game. You know, I want them to love it. I don't want them to like it. And that's what we do in the recruiting process. That's what we find out in the recruiting process. You know, so I want to be able to walk in that gym and say, you know what, inside these lines, I know what I'm going to get out of this young man every day. Now, trust me, in the perfect world, it's not always like that. There are some young men that you're going to have to, that are clay. You're going to have to formulate them into a solid foundation. And I get that. And I'm fine with that. I understand the business that we're in. But if we have a lot of everyday dudes, then it becomes contagious, and then everyone forms that way.
Rick, do you feel like with the portal and NIL stuff, man, that you can get a higher quality high school guy now because people are unknown commodity this COVID year? You know, so they got the big boys ain't looking at certain high school dudes anymore. So, and you feel like you can get you a higher quality high school guy who can develop. Hopefully, he'll stay with you all 4 years, but enjoy him while you have him.
If you right.
Want to move up. So, you feel like it's really working out for you right now with the potential to be in the way it is right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, like the timing of that question is perfect. And you know, and the reason why I say that, you know, like I'll answer that question with a yes, and I'll tell you why. So we just got a commitment from a young man named Ryan Forrest. You know, he was a 3-star recruit on ESPN and 24/7. Yeah, at one point he was a 4-star recruit. He signed with Memphis last year in the early signing period. Things didn't work out. He had interest from NC State and Utah, and you know, it just kind of dragged along with his recruiting, and we signed him a couple of days ago. Unfortunately, 10 years ago, that wouldn't have been normal. But we developed the relationship. My staff did a great job developing a relationship with him. And he chose us. And like you said, with with the new dynamics of recruiting, I would love to have him for his entire 4 years. But I'm going to enjoy this moment, enjoy trying to make him a better player, a better person. If he stays with us, great. If he has success and leaves, that's just the platform that we're in, and we got to deal with it.
No doubt, Rick. And I'll tell you this, Rick, man. You know, I'm biased because I put Tennessee State. I feel like a young man can really prosper at Northwestern State. I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond than try to go play at a group of five or power five school, come off the bench. And I might get some money on the front end, but guess what? You can cost yourself money in Europe or Asia or Australia or South America because you ain't put no tape out there. They can be like, well, you average 4 shots out the game and blah, blah, blah. But I got 120 to go there. You know, but they ain't gonna get you no playing time or no money overseas. So I feel like I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond and try to play for a brand per se and not really play that much and not really show off what I can do.
No question. No, I'm afraid that now with this situation, you're gonna see a lot of NBA draftees or prospects not really come from the mid-major level, because once you have success, they shoot up to the high major level. If I was a player selfishly, you know, I would stay where I'm at. I understand there's a lot of money thrown at these kids. If your facilities are better at the higher level, but there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees anywhere, but if you're stable at one place, at least you know the next year that stability is still going to be there. I coached a young man named Terry Taylor at Austin Peay. He played for the Pacers as a rookie, and in his past year he was with the Bulls. Now Terry was not in the realm of how the transfer portal is now, but he had opportunities to leave after his freshman year, and then he had opportunities to leave after his sophomore year, and then he had opportunities to leave after his junior year, and then his senior year because it was a COVID year. But he said, you know what, I'm going to stay all four. He's arguably the greatest player in Austin Peay history, and he's able to fulfill his dreams in the NBA. You know, a lot of people don't follow that path anymore. Hopefully it could change, but, you know, it's a different dynamic now.
No doubt, Rick. It is like today with Atlanta Hawks. We just released Tyrese Martin today. You know, a four-year player at UConn, and he couldn't crack the Hawks. You know, the margins are so thin, and right. He's a high major guy. So, but if Terry fought his butt off and is with the Bulls, I saw him at Robert Covington's game the other week at Potosi State. I saw him. I talked a little bit there, man. So, yeah, man, Rick is. I fear for that too, man. That guys won't be coming out of like John Randy Murray State or Austin Peay anymore. It's going to be all Group of Five or Power Five. They look at what they don't realize is, hey, NBA, I'll give you an example. Seth Lundy, the Hawks 466 draft pick, he's on a two-way contract.
Ooh.
He didn't give you the real deal.
Wow.
He got a two-way. He played at Penn State.
Right. Wow.
Think about wow. that.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. So even get to that level, it's some stuff in the game that I don't want to say too much, but it's crazy.
No, the grass isn't always greener, man. And it's scary. Like you said, you mentioned – you know, John Morant. I was in the league when I coached against John Morant. And then, you know, like you say to yourself, you know, if John Morant was playing in this era of the portal, would he have stayed at Murray State for his second year? Or would he have went to Kentucky had they called? I mean, it's just, you know, it's just a situation. You know, I've learned in life to control the controllables. You don't have to agree with them. But this is the profession I chose. This is the profession I love. And you just got to deal with what the cards are dealt to you and see how it goes.
And Rick, you I think you're in a good spot, man, because, you know, the West State's in a good spot, making draw you a good circle around it and get to a lot of places to find good players, man. And so for you, man, how's it been with your staff trying to identify how much that radius you want to hit to find the right guys, fit what you want to do, man, and build this thing right for the Demons going forward?
Yeah, no, I'll be honest. I hired a staff that has great relationships. And they brought in guys that they knew from, you know, like they either knew coaches from the previous places or they were recruiting these kids at some point. You know, but they worked their tails off. You know, we had to sign 13 guys, man, 13 guys in 2 months. I'll be honest, I could say it now because we have everyone signed. There wasn't one time that I went to bed worried that we're not going to have a good enough team, you know, because I say, listen, there's enough players out there. Don't rush. Take your time. Vet the process. Vet the kid. Vet everybody that's in their circle. There's enough players. Like I said a few minutes ago, we just signed a kid who's a three-star kid in late July. It was just patience. You just got to wait. So I'm not too concerned. I don't like it that the turnover could possibly be 7 to 8 guys every year, possibly more. I don't like it, but it is what it is. You just got to recruit and do your homework.
Now, Rick, having had to get 13 new guys, how much has your phone been ringing for his games thinking that somebody can get you? How was that being, brother?
Yo, hey, listen, my schedule is darn near done, man. I just got one game. Everybody's called. I'm not insulted. I take it as a compliment. But I will say, you know, they'll be shocked to see what we got in front of us.
No doubt, man. I said new head coach, 13 new guys. They're trying to buy him like crazy.
100%. You already know. I've been in this a long time. Like you've been doing this a long time. You know, some coaches would get mad and. It is what I'd probably call me too if I was at a higher level. But But, you know, I like to, you know, I love the players that we got. I love the talent. And our schedule is tough. It's going to prepare us for the, you know, for conference play. So I'm not worried one bit.
Now, as you move into August here, Rick, man, into September, how much you start to, like, watch film on the conference, man, the top of conference, man? Because I know it's a new conference for you, man. So how much do you balance watching film on the guys you will be playing down the road here in conference play, man? So I have that tough round robin you got, you all got.
Yeah, no, I, you know, like, I'll be honest, ever since I've gotten hired, I've probably watched every conference team play maybe two times just because, you know, I consider myself a basketball junkie. So I watch a lot of basketball, but I also watch styles of play. We have some new coaches. So I kind of watch some of their old stuff if they were head coaches at previous places. But the coaches that have been in this league, I kind of watch their games just to get, you know, like a feel for how this league is. You know, it's an underrated league. You have some really good players. So, you know, I like my chances, though, but it's a tough league. So, you know, Corey Gibson put a lot of pressure on me, but it's okay, though.
No doubt. Last one for you, brother. What been some cool food spots down there, man, to people know about there in your great town of Natchitoches, man?
Wait, cool food spot, you said?
It's cool food spots, man. Man. I pull up on you, man.
Man, they got a place here called Lazion's. It's kind of like a mom and pop restaurant. Got a great meat pie. They call them meat pies down here, but it's a bunch of different names. Their breakfasts are unbelievable. They got another place that I actually just ate there for lunch with my staff. It's called Sam's, but it's like they have po' boys and fried chicken and fried shrimp, fried lobster. Unbelievable. I tell you what, if you don't exercise here, you're going to get big. You're going to get really big because the food, everything is fried. Everything is delicious. So, you know, like, you know, I got to be careful. I may eat one meal a day and just snack on a couple protein bars. So it's a lot of good food in this state.
Man, bro, I eat one meal a day, my brother, and I get my try walk in at night, man, because Atlanta, it will get you. Now, bro, before you go, man, we got In-N-Out Burger now and Whataburger. We got police directing you into the Whataburger and the In-N-Out Burger. The line is worse than Chick-fil-A. It's worse than what the Popeye sandwich came out.
Wait a minute. So In-N-Out Burger has morphed from California over to Atlanta?
Yeah, and Whataburger. And they got lines for police directing you into the little Whataburger, the In-N-Out Burger. Cars down for miles. I'm like,
no way,
bro. I'll get it when y'all calm down.
Hey. Now it's for sure. I had In-N-Out Burger the other day. There ain't nothing wrong with a couple of cheat days. I'm gonna eat me some good food now. But yeah, that's police escorts. That's unbelievable.
They direct you in. They direct you in there. Direct you out. I'm like, this is for some burgers, bro. For burgers, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, it's too much other stuff going on, man. You don't need no escort for no burgers.
Bro, the line is like down the street. I'm like, man, forget it. I'm not doing it. Like, I sit in enough traffic all day in 2285. You waiting for some food all day.
Right. Oh, man.
So, yeah, it's funny, but we're getting stuff in Atlanta we shouldn't have, man. And I'm like, it's cool and all, but I'm not waiting for it for 2 hours.
No. Right. No chance.
Like, police escort to go to the... Now, I understand the Waffle House after hours. I get that to a degree.
I get that. A lot of stuff happens at Waffle House after 12 o'clock. Yeah.
But the Whataburger, the In-N-Out Burger, we got to have the APD direct you in here.
Right.
And GSP, I'm good. Hey, I'm from God. A cop. Hey, you just go work the Whataburger. Like, what? You get a sign like, really, what?
Oh my gosh, that's crazy!
So, man, it's all good, man. But Rick, man, I'm happy for you, man. Glad you did it, man. I always love seeing you. I'll go see you all up at Austin Peay, man. So I'm gonna try to come down and see you all play, man. I'm in your corner, my brother.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you so much, brother.
Anytime, bro. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.